Good morning, Breakfast with Friends. This is Tracy English bringing you some gardening tips. Today I'll chat about growing ferns in your home or garden. There are more than 10,000 known species of ferns around the world, with new species still being discovered in unexplored tropical areas. Ferns are decorative, versatile, and really beautiful despite their lack of flowers and seeds. Ferns are excellent for adding lush green foliage to your home. They can be grown indoors on tabletops, shelves, or mixed in a collection of other houseplants. The Boston fern, also known as Nephrolepis, is cascading with a graceful flowing growth habit, making it ideal for hanging baskets. Other ferns which do well indoors include maidenhair fern, bird's nest fern, and rabbit's foot fern. Indoors, ferns need good indirect light. If they are placed in a position that is too dark, you may end up with weak, spindly growth. Also, they must not be grown in a direct sunlight position, as this can scorch the leaves. They need well-drained potting soil with lots of organic matter mixed into it. Keep the soil evenly moist so that the roots stay damp. Also, ferns come from tropical areas where the humidity is high, so mist spray regularly or stand the fern pot on top of a pebble tray. An example of where extra humidity will make a difference is the bird's nest fern, which produces larger fronds and grows taller in height with extra warmth and humidity. Feeding regularly will encourage lush foliage, and you can use a weak solution of a seaweed-based liquid feed. Ferns need to be fed during spring and summer when they are growing actively. Also note that indoor ferns need good air circulation but dislike cold drafts from open windows and doors. Ferns are also a solution for shady areas outdoors in the garden. They thrive in dappled shade under trees or even shady areas alongside the house. They can be used as a background filler plant, mixed with other plants, or used as a border along a bare wall. They need a sheltered spot in the garden away from strong winds. Plant outdoor ferns in free-draining soil amended with compost and add bone meal or rock phosphate when planting. Very important to note is that outdoor ferns need moisture, so please keep them damp. Some examples are tree ferns, which can be used outdoors to make a dramatic statement. There's also the holly fern, which has foliage that resembles holly leaves. Another favorite is the indigenous Neisner or leatherleaf fern, known by its botanical name as Remora adiantiformis. These occur naturally in shady forests, so need moist, shady conditions in the garden. The leathery fronds of this fern are often used in floral arranging and last really long, hence the other common name, the 7-week fern. Ferns need to be repotted in springtime. This is also a good time to divide the plants that have become too large. Make sure that you keep them moist in summer. Other than needing lots of moisture and high humidity, ferns are fairly easy to care for. So if you are looking for plants with exquisite foliage, do consider ferns as a rewarding and graceful option. So that's all from me for today. For comments or questions, go to my Facebook page called Garden with Tracy. Have a lovely weekend.